Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2024, from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news, we've got sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, the Kroger Gasfield latest. The Bishop's vote could be going from Tynwald. Registrar General's evidence on adverse possession. MHK's considering the assisted dying legislation, and the farming industry struggles continue.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First of my Rob Pritchard.
First of my. The debate around how assisted dying laws could work on the Isle of Man continues. More experts have been giving evidence at this week's sitting of the House of Keys, this time looking at the medicines involved in the process. Manx Care has not been affected by a cyber attack that caused a critical incident in the UK last week. Major hospitals in London had to cancel operations and divert emergency patients elsewhere. The Infrastructure Minister insists his department is doing all the necessary due diligence while reviewing Kroger's request to vary its license. Kroger wants permission to drill for gas in Manx waters before completing a 3D seismic survey. In February, Tim Cruckle said a decision on the request will be made by the end of this month. In international news, Rishi Sunak says he's absolutely not given up hope of winning the election, despite a Tory social media campaign warning Labour could win a supermajority. The online ads aimed at would-be Reform UK voters. Elsewhere, the Green Party set out its manifesto, promising to tax the wealthiest and invest in the NHS and housing. A man's been arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to commit fraud over supplies of protective equipment during the COVID pandemic. The National Crime Agency has been looking into the procurement of contracts by PPE MedPro. And official figures show zero growth in the UK economy in April. That compares to the 0.4% figure a month earlier. Experts say wet weather was a factor. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Rob. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there is a strong wind developing tomorrow morning. Occasional gale force winds tomorrow afternoon. State of sea currently smooth or slight, building moderate overnight and moderate to rough tomorrow afternoon. The weather this evening, dry and clear. A light southwest wind, cloudy after dark and a freshening southerly. Overnight minimum is 9. For Jerdane, Thursday, cloudy with rain from late morning and a strong southeasterly. Top temperature 14 degrees. A showery evening, down to 11 through the night. And for Jehenia, sunny spells and scattered showers on Friday and a light to moderate south-southwest wind. Top temperature 16. Sunset tonight, 8 minutes before 10. Low tide, 24 minutes past 10. High water overnight, 19 minutes to 5. Sunrise, 4:45. And low water, 27 minutes past 11.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
The Infrastructure Minister insists his department's doing all the necessary due diligence while reviewing Kroger's request to vary its licence. Tim Cruckle has been answering a question on the gas field in the House of Keys.
The department is currently considering a request from Kroger Limited for further variation to the licence submitted to the department on the 21st November 2022, which effectively will, if approved, supersede the variation of the 28th of April 2022 and certain of the requirements contained therein. As the Honourable Member is aware, Kroger submitted a variation request to the Department in November 2022, which is currently under consideration. This variation, if accepted by the Department, changes the phasing of the licence. In considering this request, the Department is undertaking financial due diligence in line with that required by the North Sea Transition Authority. This takes into account the financial viability. This information will be reviewed by the Department ahead of the awarding of any variation to the licence.
I believe that all due diligence that is necessary for this is being done, Mr. Speaker.
I thank the Honourable Member for his questions, and I really do hope that the Department, not just myself and others, will have an understanding of the financial status, if you like, of that of Kroger Limited before we move any further with any variances.
The Bishop's vote could be removed sooner rather than later after the Legislative Council voted to progress the bill without an evidence stage, which would have delayed proceedings. The full story with Christian Jones.
MLC Tanya August Hansen previously suggested an evidence stage may be likely, which would have enabled new perspectives to be heard, but that wasn't requested. It means the bill now moves to the clauses stage. MLC Bill Henderson, someone who's against the removal, explains what that means.
The clauses stage, it is a stage where each line of a bill, not just this one, is examined either in the House of Keys or in the Legislative Council, line by line, so that the fuller meaning of the bill is thoroughly examined and scrutinised. In this case, though, this bill is only three tiny clauses. It will take about 2 minutes to actually look at it. It only does one thing, and that's remove the bishop's vote. So there's nothing seriously technical about it. Another reason for, certainly from my point of view, not requesting any evidence stage, there's none required, A, because there's loads of evidence already collected, and B, the small nature of the bill anyway. It's just that the ramifications are huge from it.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wynn.
Pastor by 24 minutes now before 6. The Registrar General, Ed Clegg, says having land registries certify applications to register a land deed would be a big commitment, requiring a bigger budget. He's been given evidence to a Tynwald committee examining adverse possession when somebody's granted possession of a property or land that's owned by somebody else after a period of occupation. Ed Clegg was asked what could be done to make it easier and cheaper for land to be registered.
Figures on the back of an envelope. But if we're bringing in 250 conveyances a month, and let's sort of say conveyancing fees would not unreasonably be £1,000, yeah. You know, so £250,000 a month for us to do that, you know, looking for a bigger budget increase.
Of course, one of the areas that within the British Isles where things are done a bit differently is in Scotland. Could keeper-induced registration benefit the island?
It could. Now, keeper-induced registration was like put on the back of a political agenda, I think. There was very much, they wanted a policy, who owns Scotland? And I think they still had a lot of land that was unregistered. But yeah, keeper-induced registration, registrar-induced registration is an option, yeah. But all these things come with a cost. Have they dropped keeper-induced registration in Scotland now? I haven't heard so much of it.
As far as I'm aware, it's still in force. I think right. It came in with the 2012 Act
right.
in Scotland.
But I know it was a tool they were using, it, but it was on the back of... They wanted to have... They set themselves an ambitious target, and again, I'm doing this from memory, but they had an ambitious target set by government to register all land in Scotland by a period of something like 2030 or 2035. And I think also in Scotland as well, the land mass is very different because I think you're getting whole estates, you know, several thousand acres owned by one person as well. Because I think they're worried about not foreign investors and things like that. But yeah, it is. Of course, it's an option. It would be good for completing the register, but it comes with a cost.
There is a delay on the Belfast International flight coming in and departing this evening at Ronald's Way. Full details in the travel bulletin. A Latvian national who's in the process of being excluded from the Isle of Man has appeared in court after offending again. In court for Manx Radio, Tessa Hawley.
Chris Birch-Manis of Marine Parade in Peel pleaded guilty to being drunk in public on Monday. Police found him at 5 p.m. outside Braddon's school. He'd crashed his mountain bike into a gate after drinking and was asking for help. The court heard the 39-year-old has 5 previous convictions for drunkenness in the last 8 months. In April, magistrates imposed a 5-year exclusion order on Birch-Manis after he was disorderly at a pub in Peel. At that time, the prosecutor described the unemployed man as a drain on the state. Following that decision, Birch-Manis asked the High Court of Justice of the Isle of Man for permission to appeal to the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council, an appeal that was refused. During the hearing, the appeal court heard Bergmanis had lived on the island since October 2023 after travelling here seeking employment. However, he didn't have a work permit and had become the subject of interest to the immigration authorities and potentially liable for deportation. During sentencing at Douglas Courthouse on Tuesday, Bergmanis' advocate said his client had temporary leave to remain on the island until the 18th of June when the appeal period lapsed. However, he said he'd made arrangements for Bergmanis to leave the jurisdiction shortly and had booked tickets to Dublin for him. Handing Bergmanis a 12-month conditional discharge for the latest offence, Deputy High Bailiff Rachel Braidwood said she was choosing not to fine him due to an exceptional course of events. Referring to his plans to leave the island this week, she told Bergmanis, "I think it can only be a good thing for the island and yourself. Hopefully on Thursday morning, you'll be on your way to Dublin."
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
A Canadian physician has told Manx politicians that the assisted dying legislation there has gone way beyond the parameters originally visualised. The clauses of the Isle of Man's bill are currently being considered by MHK's The Full Story with John Moss.
Dr. Ramona Keller works with marginalised patients, including those in lower socioeconomic situations and with people facing criminal charges in prison. She says what actually happened in her country, Canada, was very different to what was predicted.
Initially, it was sold, like parliamentarians said, this would be an exceptional procedure. Health minister at the time in Quebec said we will have less than 100 requests a year. Well, in 2022, we had 13,200 deaths. In 2023, we're starting to have the provincial numbers coming in. So we don't have the official total from Health Canada, but it looks like 16,000 deaths. I take care of people who live in low-income housing near my practice who have disabilities, mental health issues, addictions. I take care of a lot of refugees, men out of prison, so people who find themselves on the margins for different reasons. I have several patients who have requested medical assistance in dying because they were scared to be placed in a long-term care home away from their family, and they've been approved.
In response, the mover of the Manx Assisted Dying Bill, Dr. Alex Allenson, says the circumstances of the two countries in terms of laws is very different.
They've got a very different constitutional setup to the Isle of Man, whereby they have a Supreme Court that can order their parliament to change the law, and that's what happened in Canada. They've been expanding the eligibility for assisted dying there. On the Isle of Man, we have a different setup. We don't have a constitution as such, and the word of Tim Mulder is fairly solid, and we've seen that through previous bits of legislation we've passed. So what we're trying to do at the moment in the House of Keys is get the right legislation to suit our country, and I think we're on our way to doing that.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before six, Legal & General, the British multinational financial services and asset management company, slumped after it announced a £200 million share buyback as it set out plans to restructure the business into three core units and promised to increase shareholder returns. The strategy and targets set out signal L&G's ambition and commit to invest to grow the business, said the chief exec. The company said it intends to return more to shareholders over 2024 to 2027 with 5% dividend growth this year, followed by 2% growth per annum, in addition to further share repurchases. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. The cost of shipping freight from Shanghai to Europe has reached its highest level since September 2022, when that blockage in the Suez Canal shook global supply chains. According to Sky News data provided by the Shanghai Containerized Freight Index, prices have spiked over the past month due to the ongoing crisis in the Red Sea, necessitating costly diversions. This price rise threatens to undermine the recent decline in inflation rate, which in the UK fell to 2.3% at the last reading after peaking at 11.1% in October 2022. Shipping container firms are seeing increased profits during the disruption. The world's second largest, Maersk, has indicated business will continue to benefit and isn't going away, with additional capacity required to address the issue. Rising shipping costs have pushed many retailers to bring forward their Black Friday and Christmas orders, with disruptions potentially hitting the price of big-ticket items in the coming months.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks rose in afternoon trade. US stocks rallied and the dollar sank. Gold rose 1% after surprisingly soft US consumer inflation reports. report. Oil rose more than 1%, and the numbers now from Ramsay Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100's up a single percentage point, 8,226. The DAX in Frankfurt up 1.5% at 18,629. A short time ago, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.4%, 38,891. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up almost 2 percentage points at 17,663. The S&P 500 in Chicago up just over 1.1%, 5,437. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1, 28.3 cents, €1, 18.3 cents, and 23 South African rand, 61.6 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.2%, $2,331 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude fractionally up over the past hour, 0.1% at $82.11.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
Quarter to three.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
A woman whose house was gutted by a fire at the weekend has thanked the Manx public for their support. Artist Sarah Brown suffered smoke inhalation, lost most of her possessions when her house on the Edgerman Estate in Port Erin went up in flames.
I was in bed with my headphones on, listening to a podcast, and I smelt smoke. So I investigated, and I saw there was a fire in the front room. Then I couldn't find the dog, and the house was filling with black smoke very quickly, and the heat was becoming too much, but I couldn't find the dog. So my neighbours managed to get me out and then phone the fire engine. And then the dog came trotting out of the house, and we managed to get round the corner as the TV exploded. And then we got right round the corner when the windows exploded. I couldn't bear to watch. But it was just pretty impossible to put the fire out. It was just flames behind the TV sockets and things. And I thought the waste paper basket on fire, I could just put that out easily, so I did. But then the flames just grew again immediately from like an extension socket and the skybox, the TV, and then it just sort of woof. And I had to get out. It was minutes before the windows exploded. I've got a very tight chest and a cough, but other than that, I'm just kind of numb, really. People are just brilliant. They've offered me everything from shoes and coats to blankets and towels, crockery. Unfortunately, we haven't got anywhere to put these things yet because we don't know where we're going to be living. But I just can't thank the public enough for helping us.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with motorsport, and tributes are being paid to sidecar competitor Dave Molyneux following his retirement from racing this week. It was confirmed yesterday the Manxman, who remains the most successful sidecar competitor in TT history with 17 wins, would be hanging up his leathers nearly 40 years since his mountain course debut in 1985. The Southern 100 Club describes the 60-year-old as a brilliant engineer and sidecar builder, adding it's been honoured to watch him race. Fellow Manx sidecar racers Ryan and Callum Crowe describe Molyneux's time in the sport as an incredible career and wish him well in his retirement. Meanwhile, Alan Founds calls him a legend, adding, it's been a pleasure to share the track with you. In tennis, Billy Harris has opened his latest campaign with victory in the first round of the Rothesay Open in Nottingham today on the ATP Challenger Tour. He's taken a straight sets victory, 6-3, 6-4 over world number 170, Chang Wong, taking the win in just under an hour on court one. His opponent for round two is yet to be confirmed. It comes just a few days after Harris moved into the top 200 of the ATP world rankings after reaching the semi-finals of the Surbiton Trophy. In getting to the final four of that event, he moved up 18 places in the global standings to 183, also making him the 7th highest ranked British men's player. And in cycling, two of the Isle of Man's pro riders have been out in competition throughout today. Mark Cavendish was part of the Astana Kazakhstan squad, which took on stage 4 of the Tour de Suisse this afternoon. The squad's highest finisher was Martin Lopez in 24th, just over 2 minutes off the winning time following a mountain climb to the finish. Cavendish himself finished safely in one of the travelling bunches further back and just under 20 minutes behind the front runners. Meanwhile, Sam Brand has taken part in the opening time trial of this year's Belgium Tour with Team Novo Nordisk. The final results are still to be ratified.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 6:30 EasyJet from Belfast International is 50 minutes late, due in at 20 past 7. 25 past 7, the Logan Air from Edinburgh, the 25 to 8 EasyJet from London Gatwick, and the 5 to 8 returning patient transfer Logan Air from Liverpool. And then it's the 10 to 9 Logan Air from London City. They're all showing on time. Outbound, that's 5:30 Logan Air to London City, went early. 6 o'clock Logan Air to Liverpool is on time. The 7 o'clock EasyJet to Belfast International has got that 50 minute delay at least on it. It's the 5 to 8 Logan Air to Edinburgh showing on time, and the 5 past 8 EasyJet to London Gatwick is on time currently. On the roads, temporary closures at the Strang for tree felling in Union Mills. Temporary lights on Andrus Road, just north of Bride Road Junction for mains connection. In Lexley, temporary lights on the Ramsey Road at the Minorca Hill Junction for three separate phases of drainage installation. Temporary lights at Sulby Bridge for cable laying, and the Ballykill Ferrick Road's got water main work in Colby. Phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work. Temporary lights at the bottom of the Ballymoda near Silverdale for resurfacing. And lights on Alexander Drive at the Devonshire Road, Albany Road Junction in Douglas for gas main work. Part of Switzerland Road's closed for construction work till November. And you got lights on Vicarage Road at the Stevenson Way roundabout in Farm Hill for water main replacement.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
The struggle faced by the farming industry on the Isle of Man has been raised on Manx Radio. Dave Brew, a farmer who represents the Manx National Farmers Union, warns that history has a funny way of repeating itself if we don't learn the lessons of years gone by.
I just think that most sectors, not only on the island but probably throughout the UK, are pretty well in the doldrums, to be honest. Obviously, the last few years you've had very high inflation and obviously general living cost inflation as well, but I mean agricultural inflation was running up into the late 30% at its highest annually. I think food inflation was running something like in the teens, 16%, 17%, 18%. But if you then measured that on, if you like, product inflation ex farm, that inflation might have been down at 7% or 8%. So all you have to do is look at those figures and realise that basically in that period of time farms and farm income has been squeezed. And it was those dire situations in the early 1930s that led to the Marketing Acts, a form of unionisation of farmers where instead of actually competing against each other and driving that down, a race to the bottom in effect, they actually collaborated with each other. And to a certain extent, I see the island, and not only the island, but probably a lot of the UK and Europe, in some ways back to where we were almost 100 years ago.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Thanks for joining Manx Radio this Wednesday evening. Remember, this isn't all the news that happens on the Isle of Man. You can find out all the news by going to manxradio.com, clicking on the news page. Everything's there, including Ramsay ShopRite's closing later this month at Bowring Road. Unite the Union is standing against the latest public service pay offer, and police are investigating racist graffiti in Douglas. If you go to our island information page, there's a full What's On service and a link to 15 webcams across the Isle of Man, so you can see exactly what the weather is like here, there and everywhere. And thanks for tuning in this Wednesday evening. We really appreciate you tuning in to Update on Manx Radio. Port Erin commissioners met last night and discussed a number of issues affecting the village, including litter and Port Erin Day. Our local democracy reporter Emma Draper was at the meeting.
The commissioners were given an update on Port Erin Day, which was on during TT Week. The Traders Association meeting was attended by Commissioner Barbara Guy and said they weren't affected by the change in schedule, which came as a surprise to some of the board members. Ms Guy said the traders found some people came to the village from other events and vice versa, whilst others sold out of food on the day. Due to the TT schedule change, three events now take place on the same weekend: Peel Day, Port Erin Day and Ramsay Sprint Fest. She also said parking issues were raised. An email was sent to the commissioners with complaints about the amount of litter on Shaw Road. Commissioner Ian Swindles said it's not the vendor's fault what people do with their waste. Clerk Jason Roberts confirmed the authority will be sticking decals on the pavements and bins to remind people to take rubbish home or put it in a bin. He also said it's been looking into removing the street bins because these get jammed with waste quickly and eventually it spills out. Two requests for the use of the beach were agreed unanimously, one for a tag rugby tournament on the beach in July and the other to allow Manx Sporting Recreation to film the sunsets. Port Erin commissioners will next meet on Tuesday the 16th of July to avoid a clash with the Southern Hundred.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Rob Pritchard, also to producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Howie Kane's here with the arts programme Spotlight, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. At 6.30, the Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne at 9, and Update returns Thursday evening at 5.30.
WINT.